I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earlier this week, a school shooting in the Russian city of Kazan killed 7 children and 2 adults. A 19-year-old former student has been detained as a suspect. Eric Mock of the Slava Gospel Association tells us.
The pastor of the Central Church in Kazan has one lady in the church that has a son that attends that school. And the son's best friend relayed to him that he stood there and watched as the shooter killed another one of their best friends. And so the child is caught up in remorse and grieving and confusion over the things that they have seen. Interestingly enough, this friend is also the son of a well-known imam in Kazan.
Mock says local Christians are already mobilizing to help the families of those who are grieving. Join this work at missionnews.org. And amid this tragedy, pray the love of the local churches in Kazan would point many to Jesus. And when the pandemic started in March 2020, Set Free Ministries upheld its commitment to global partners. Executive Director Dean Vandermeer says, despite barriers created by the pandemic, Set Free helped its partners continue discipleship and outreach in a South Asian country we can't name for security purposes.
There's been an amazing outpouring in the last year. Many people who have made decisions for Christ and who have been baptized.
Ask God to guide new believers as they carry their faith home.
Those men and women who leave prison are living testimonies. They go back to their families and their communities, and people are expecting the old person, but what they see is something completely and radically different because they've been discipled. They have new hearts. They have a new love for God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.